Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for the fifth episode of High Heat Podcast with yours, Matt Helms, and Shelby Ford. How's it going today, brother?
Oh, you know, celebrating the wife's 34th birthday today.
Happy birthday, wifey. Yeah.
You know, she had a little request yesterday. She goes, "Hey, I want you to not have a long day at work. You can be rested." Well, I was acting up, Lieutenant. She goes, "Why won't you drive in the Clint?"
Yeah.
It turns out I had 10 calls in the day, easy night, shift all around. So it was like, perfect. So
there you go.
Rested, it'll celebrate with her.
There you go. Doing anything special for her?
Well, we went and watched the girls play basketball and do some cheering down at Tarleton. And now here in a little bit, we're going to clean up and go out to dinner.
Nice. Where are you taking her?
Oh, don't know yet.
Oh, well.
She just said, "Easy dinner with some margaritas or something like that."
There you go. Hey, that's all you need. That's all you need. Well, we're going to jump into some controversial stuff that's been happening the last couple weeks. I'm going to get started with the Ivan, you say it better, Ivan Provorov. For you that don't know about Ivan, he refused to wear a LGBT pride jersey, cites that as Christian faith, to stay true to himself, so he didn't want to wear it. I think it was just a warm-up jersey. It wasn't like an actual jersey, so he declined to do that because of his faith, and I feel like on one side, the media tore him up, but then on the other side, his jerseys sold out shortly after him taking a stand, so
his fans and, you know, I think he quickly became a fan favorite around the league, which, you know, personal views and stuff on stuff like that, it shouldn't really be a media ordeal, but, you know, they like to step up and try to fry people.
Yeah, I feel like that for people that are trying to make it acceptable for people to wear it, it should be just as acceptable to not wear it. And
exactly.
I think the media has blown it up more than what it actually is. I've seen a lot of videos of some people that would support, you know, LGBTQ, and they're like, "Hey, I'm all for them not wanting to wear it. We shouldn't force people to wear it." And I was like, "These people got it figured out, you know. Like, you can't force people to do what you want and then make a stink of it when they don't. You know, you gotta, if you're gonna want somebody to do something you want, you kind of be, you know, open to the idea that people have different views and different opinions." And I mean, power to him, a credit to him for standing up. I think some Tampa Bay players did that last year, was it?
Yeah.
Was it the hat or was it a jersey?
You know, I can't really remember. It's one of the other. I know it had something to do with the uniform.
I think it was a rainbow hat or something like that. And they got together and they had a well-stated, I mean, the guy who kind of the spokesperson for the Tampa Bay players that refused to wear it, he had an awesome statement, was very methodical about it, was very, you know, matter of fact, and this is my stance on it, and it didn't bash anybody. He said, "I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or bash anybody, but just for me personally, you know." And then they try to roast them for that, and I'm like, man.
So it was a logo on their uniforms. Apparently five or so players declined to wear it.
Yeah.
So they, you know, I think they all got together and said, "Hey, we're going to take the logo off."
Yeah. I get, how does that work with uniform rules, though, where everybody's got to have the same uniform? Do they just take a fine and go about their business, or does the MLB say, "Hey, you got to wear it or you're not playing"?
I
feel it'd be just a fine, you know, where some guys wear cleats that aren't, you know, NFL approved, and they get fined. They just wear it and go on. You know, I mean, they got enough money.
Let's see. It says nearly every Tampa Bay player took the field against the White Sox in the first inning. Did so with a rainbow colored sunburst logo patch on the right arm and mm-hmm. rainbow colored TB logo on their cap.
Mm-hmm.
But five Rays pitchers opted out. You know, they peeled off the logo and wore the team standard cap.
Yeah, I gotcha. So I mean,
speaking of birthday girl, just. Becomes bearing gifts.
Happy birthday. You want to give a shout out to the old channel here?
No. No, she's going to be shy.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
She knows what I
like. Nice. Little A&W root beer. Can't beat it, man. Yep. How do you get gifts on her birthday? How does that work?
Because she's been a passenger princess all day.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I know all about that. Mine was looking up. The foot massage things in the front seat thing. I was like, no, we're not starting that. I said, you do everything else. Don't start that. But yeah, that's funny. Well, happy birthday to her. Shout out. That brings us to some huge, huge controversy in the old golf world.
This is going to be a fun
one. Yeah, I mean, it's getting pretty exciting. Like, it's getting crazy out there for golfers, man. I think Rory had an incident where he had a tee thrown at him. What's your thoughts on that? It was Patrick Reed tossed it at him.
Those sharp objects will put an eye out. Be careful.
It was very violently tossed. I sensed a lot of attitude with that.
You know, they may give him a one-stroke penalty for it. You never know.
I mean, it could be huge. I think Patrick Reed's doing pretty good in the tournament right now, matter of fact, but
was it like a PGA Tour versus LIV conflict?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know who's with who anymore. It just says Patrick Reed tosses golf tee at Rory McIlroy. It says video evidence of Patrick Reed tossing a golf tee at the Dubai Desert Classic driving range has finally emerged. So it's very, very big time in the news, or was.
I would love to hear that crap talk.
Yeah. Oh, man, you don't know. Have you heard some of those live mics though on the course? Sometimes they catch them, man. They get after it. But if nobody knows, we're being facetious about this. So if you don't catch our satire, then this might not be the show for you. But no, good for golf. I guess trying to stir the pot since the live things come up. I guess.
They're putting on the big boy pants.
Yeah, well, I guess McIlroy stuck it to him because he went and won the thing. Right after that, I think he was in almost a playoff thing if he missed a certain on the 18th hole or something, but ended up sticking the green and making the putt and winning by a stroke against Reed because I think Reed got second. So, I mean, good for them. A little bit of drama there. You got to enjoy that, though. They're trying. I guess the only time I can get into golf is when they're the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. But 100%.
Championship Sunday, whenever I know some of the people that are in champions, it's a little easier.
Yeah. When they narrow the field down by 500, we can kind of narrow it down. I think the funniest thing, though, is by far the worst people that know how to celebrate team-wise is golfers. Watching them try to celebrate during the Ryder Cup, like, their team celebrations are just awful. Like, it's brutal.
Whoever their choreographer is, they really need to step it up.
Yeah. They need to at least get like a handshake or something together where they can get on the same page or something. But it's funny. But good for golf. We just wanted to throw that little excitement. We didn't want to leave golf out on this show since we're going around all the sports and stuff. Which that'll bring us to what recently happened is LeBron is now the top scorer in the NBA. How we feel about that?
Whoop-dee-doo. You know, here's my deal. Yeah, he's played 20 seasons, right? Let's put this into perspective. It took him 20 years to get 38,000. Jordan played 15 years, 32,292. That's on pace for close to 45,000 points on a 20-year career.
Yeah.
So I think all this GOAT talk needs to stop surrounding.
So would you say you go by average instead of by total? I mean, I give the credit to him for being longevity. Yes. I mean, he did break a record, which is you've had thousands and thousands of NBA players.
Yeah.
you give credit to him, but it's still where I think a lot of people are thinking that, oh, since he's got this record, he's now the GOAT. No. You know, and it's kind of like, I mean, he did do it in about 100 games less than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but I'm sure Kareem Abdul-Jabbar probably never had a single three-pointer in his life either. Did they even have the three-pointer when he played?
I guess past half-court.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, you got Karl Malone's played probably close to the same amount as him, and he's passed him. So, I mean, it's one of those two you could go by average, you know, credit to him. Like it shows right here, Michael Jordan's played 1,072 games and had 32,000 points. I wonder what his average would be if you put it up to, you know, 1,400 games. And granted, too, though, you think about it, how many seasons have LeBron played, you know, most of the games, you know, or set out, you know?
Well, you want to know another interesting stat?
Let's hear it.
Who do you think averaged more points per game, LeBron or Jordan?
I mean, I want to say Jordan, but
you'd be correct.
Well, less games, and he's still – Jordan's sitting at 32,000 points, you know. So he's sitting at 400 less games, or will be probably by the end of the season, 400 less games, and is only down right now, you know, 6,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd like probably do some math and come up with what Jordan's would have been if you kept doing his average, you know. It probably would have declined with age.
I mean, 30.1 points per game.
Yeah. Yeah,
LeBron,
I mean,
27 points per game.
Yeah, yeah, you got. But it's one of those two where I see both. You know, he did it. Congratulations, you got to give tip your cap. But when they start comparing stuff, it's like, where do you draw the line? What's the line to define who is the GOAT? You know, if you just go by points, yeah, he's got the most points in anybody in history. You know, you got to give him the credit of that. But you know. How many times you've been in a national champion? How many times you've been in an NBA championship and won, and how many times have you lost? You know, I think for me, like, would be how better did you make the team, you know, type thing too.
Or how many times you have to buy a team to put around you?
True, or move to go get on a good, better team, you know, type thing too. Because now it seems like you're shopping around. It's just a shop fest. Who can pay for a championship? You know, they're doing that almost in every sport, which it's always been about. Money in most sports, but there's a few players, you know, lifetimers in certain teams that just stayed with it no matter how good or bad they were. And
sure.
I give credit to those people. Was it Dirk stayed with Mavericks his whole career? Never left when times were hard. And finally they got him some players to help him out. Cause I mean, no player can do it by themselves. They do have to have help, but are you a KD going to the Warriors after you lose to them, you know, type thing too. I mean, that's one of those where you kind of lose respect for people. It's like, I mean, granted, you got a championship out of it.
Yeah.
Good business move. But for me, it'd be like, man, if, I don't know, just some sense of loyalty or sense of pride to stay. But I guess he's doing that with the Lakers now, staying with them, you know, even though they had that bad season last year.
Well, have you had a chance to see that video they sent you?
Uh-uh.
The LeBron blunders and all that.
I don't think I've watched it yet.
It's comical.
Yeah, I have to watch it.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that with any player too.
Yeah,
but it's more amplified with him because
who
he is and his voice or says.
Yeah, or that one, which will probably bring us into our next topic. We can go into is how do we stop flopping in the NBA? I know. Well,
interestingly enough, I've actually seen an interview where LeBron said that he was told he would have to learn how to flop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as like you're one of the biggest guys out there, why do you need to flop? Just stand your ground.
Yeah. Well, that's too where it's one of those where, like soccer, biggest sport in the world, more people watch that than anything, and I'm like, I give credit to them for running around for 90 minutes and being able to just use their feet like it's hands, like all the credit in the world. But then when somebody falls down and starts flopping and rolling around after getting touched, it's like, I can't watch this anymore. And I feel like the NBA is turning that way for me is you'll see a guy go in there and not even get touched and fall down. Or somebody will pivot with their elbows out and they'll flop on the ground and get a call, you know. So
and I think that's why half the time LeBron isn't getting those calls anymore. mm-hmm. is because he's done it for so long.
Yeah.
The official's like, well, what's real, what's not?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, these guys that are notorious for flopping.
Yeah. Or back, if you go back to like the 80s, 90s, you know, where they're absolutely hammering them and deserve a yeah. foul, and they're not even getting the foul calls, you know, like at that time. And
Jordan Bird, Karl Malone, yeah. you know, Dave Robinson, that was physical.
Yeah. And that's another thing with the GOAT question about LeBron or Jordan is they're like, oh, well, Jordan couldn't play in today's world. You know, like there's too athletic, too many people on the court. I'm like, LeBron couldn't probably play in the 80s. He probably wouldn't be. He'd probably be injured the last five seasons, you know, and probably wouldn't be able to play. I said he wouldn't. I don't know if he'd be able to handle the physicality.
You well, know, how like, often did guys in that era need a mental health day or a rest day? Like, no, they were playing for something. Maybe
yeah,
playing
every game.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw someone's stat. I forget who it was. It might have been like Jerry West didn't miss more than something games in a row, like three games in a row or something like that. And it was like, man, they're juggernauts even playing in that day and age where it was just no rules, flopping all over the court, like people hammering you, taking swings. They'd get in fights and be like, all right, we're time to come back out. Everybody get your five. Let's play, keep playing.
Yeah, it's getting like that in every sport.
Yeah.
You know, football, can't even breathe on a quarterback.
Yeah.
Can't hit a receiver, can't do anything. You know, basketball, it is what it is. Baseball, you can't break up a double play.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting soft.
Yeah. It's other than maybe hockey, I don't know if hockey's changed anything other than fighting, you know, like.
Yeah.
I
think that, what they let them go till somebody.
Till someone falls on the ice, yeah. You can't just be like ground and pound over the top of them. But as soon as somebody is off their skates, they break it up.
Yeah.
I actually saw the other day it was Major League Lacrosse. I didn't know they can throw gloves. They drop gloves like hockey. I was like, hey. Might be my new favorite sport. Well, no, we'll have to watch it. But yeah, that'd have been cool to see if they had a Major League Lacrosse somewhere around here. But yeah, they start dropping gloves like it was just normal. I was like, but they're not on ice, so that might be a little more exciting to watch where they can get their feet underneath them and stuff like that. But yeah, I think hockey's about the only one that hasn't gone. I mean, they probably had more rules since the beginning of time, of course. Everybody's kind of adapted different rules and stuff like that. But, yeah, you see baseball changing, all those rules changing, you know.
So here's the real question. How do you stop flopping in the NBA?
I guess you'd have to do it like a reverse foul. That's what I would say. It's like a reverse foul to where they can review if they think it's a flop or whatnot. And if they do and say, oh, you got one foul, you know, and nobody's going to, I bet you nobody will start flopping anymore because they don't want to lose their, they don't want to go get benched or anything.
Shoot. I say go for it. Just throw the, take it up.
Techs, foul, I mean, fines. I mean, what would the players, I think the, yeah, a tech would be instantly hurtful, you know, like fines. They'd be like, oh, I'll pay it. You know, it'd be worth it trying to get the call.
The tech, you're giving the other point, almost the other team free points.
Yeah. Is it a separate tech for flops, or is it like a normal game, like you get two techs, you're gone?
Two techs, you're gone.
Two techs, you're gone.
It's like the NFL now. You get two, I guess, was it unnecessary
roughness? Unnecessary roughness, yeah.
You know, then done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like technical fouls, two techs, you're done.
Yeah. That would definitely get it stopped. I mean.
Or you do the first flop of the foul, then the second one's a tech.
I like that idea. That would definitely cut them down because people, I mean, I can see people trying to get fouls on defense to where get the ball back. But, I mean, I know it's strategy and people have been allowed to do it. That's why they do it. That's the only reason it's gotten so bad is because they've been allowed to do it. And I think that if you take that away from them, I think the game, you talk about the game speed, game will be a lot faster. You know, game will be a lot more true. People actually guarding instead of trying to get a flop or a fake elbow in the face and fall down.
Yep.
So, I mean, but what do you do if the guy thinks he's about to get hit and kind of like dodges it and flops down, like non-intentional flop? Is there like a discretion there? Is it just up to the ref?
I think you can almost tell intent on a flop.
Yeah.
Versus trying to avoid contact and just going to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you watch some of these guys, they completely miss and they go down and they're grabbing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to miss contact, you just go down and just hit the ground. I mean, you're not rolling around typically.
I think it should be the same for offensive players, too. When they shoot and then they fall down, when they come back down, I think it should be the same for them, too. Because right there, I mean, you can tell they're just trying to get a call.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if your legs get hit and you go down because you don't want to land awkwardly, I can understand that. But these guys are just falling down when anybody's like right beside them as soon as they shoot a three. I think that's bush league. I think that needs to stop. That's kind of annoying watching every guy hit the ground, hit the deck, hit the deck.
Yeah, it turns into like a forced errant shot that they just throw up. It's like, come on.
Yeah, so I guess we're in agreement there where it's, I mean, give them fouls. I think that'd be the only thing that would directly correct it right away to where guys aren't wanting to get their foul out, you know? I mean, it's not worth the fake flop to get their sixth foul and go sit on the bench, you know? So, I mean, if it gets worse or something, they could throw fines out or, you know, say, hey, you're suspended for a couple more extra games. I don't know if you go that far. I think just the foul is no harm done. It's just, hey, take care of it. But I think it's the culture they've set already for a while that they get the calls, and it's led to worse and worse and worse and worse. So, yeah, I think that's a good call on that one. Just saying, hey, no more flopping. I think that'd be awesome to see because it's kind of gave me all lost respect for watching. You know, I was like, I'll see one flop, and I'm like, all right, that's it. Change the channel. Like, I'm done. I'm done. Next game.
Yep.
So.
But. So, speaking of goats.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady finally retired.
Finally gave it up.
Retirement, everything else.
Yep. Sign the papers. I saw ESPN, they're like, Tom Brady, sign the actual papers. Like, oh, okay. Why didn't we wait till he signed the papers last time instead of trying to say they're all that was just news trying to be the first one to do it, to get it out. But I mean I think there's a no brainer with that. I mean, just yeah, he was surrounded by good teams, good coaches, but you still needed that quarterback to get you there. I mean, you still gotta beat the teams, you still gotta play the teams, you know. How many good teams did he come across and beat in his tenure, you know, to make it to the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl?
And, so let me ask you this. The tuck rule game against the Oakland Raiders. How much different do you think that changes if they actually call it a fumble, which it should have been?
I mean, was that just one less Super Bowl?
Yeah, but does it change the course of...
It could. It could. I mean, yeah, it was a bush call. But it's like one of those where, what did they say it was the call at the time it fit the definition, or did they just like they made up their own? I mean, I'm not too familiar with it, but
yeah, it's like that. It's like the empty hand thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can tell if somebody's throwing the ball or if they're pulling it down.
Yeah,
he had no intention of even clearly throwing that ball.
Yeah,
but
I mean, does that change all the years after though? Was that his – what year? What Super Bowl was that for him? Fourth or fifth? It's like kind of like right in the middle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely the wrong call. Even I think Brady would tell you, like
– Oh, yeah.
He would be like, hey, they called it, not me.
That was in – what was that, the 2001?
Oh, so that was early on.
Or 2002?
So that might have kind of what got him jump-started into the –
January 19th, 2002, at Foxborough Stadium.
Yeah, so that kind of was like his first or second one then.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could have. I mean, who knows? It could have totally changed everything. You know, it could have changed everything. He could have had. I don't know. That's tough to say. You can't really predict the future, but he definitely would have had one less one.
It's fun to speculate.
Yeah, it could have done. It could have done one or two things. It could have made him to where. He ended up turning into a nobody, or two, he ended up turning into what he did because he lost, because he wanted to be even better. But I would assume the second one, just because of his attitude and what kind of person he is, that it kind of drives him to greatness, his adversity. So I'd like to say he'd end up the same way, probably just with one less Super Bowl.
Probably.
But, yeah, you never know. You never know how that could have turned out. You don't know what players left or what players came back because they won one or whatnot, or what – the organization was willing to do since they won a Super Bowl, saying, hey, do whatever it takes, go get more players, or, you know. So it could have been totally different after that, but definitely a wrong call. They got one on that one.
You know, on the subject of football, does Aaron Rodgers retire, or does he follow in Brett Favre's footsteps and play for the Jets and Vikings?
Man. He's on his 4-day escape where they lock you in a room for like 4 days and nights and like darkness and like send your food on a tray or whatnot. I don't know, man.
Here's the interesting part of that. If he comes back, Jordan Love's already said he wants a trade.
Yeah, I kind of see him pulling the old Brett Favre, just leaving for a year, maybe trying to do a Tom Brady 2.0 where he leaves and picks his team that he wants to go to and handpicks the offensive line he wants, you know, type thing.
You know, all these great quarterbacks, before they retire, should be mandatorily forced to go to the Jets, see if they can make them win.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, hey, you're gonna want to be done after playing for
one last time.
Yeah, I really like the idea. Somebody said that the worst team in the NFL should play the championship team of the XFL, and whoever wins, you flip flop them. Yeah, I'd be like, done. Yeah. As you'd get some teams that won't throw games, or you know, you get like a 1-13 team. And you get an XFL team that's, you know, 13-1, 12-1, whatever their league is. And they'd definitely be playing for something.
Well, for sure.
So, but I don't know. I think that'd be pretty interesting just to see. But I feel like he'd want out of Green Bay. I don't know. I just feel like it seemed like the way he walked out of that tunnel after that last game against the Lions, it was kind of like a taking it all in type thing.
Walking off.
Yeah, holding him, because I think he might have made a statement before, like saying probably, hey, this is probably going to be my last one if we don't make it, you know, at least with the Packers. But
yeah.
I feel like he's got more fight in him. I feel like he wants to go play just to see how he is with a different team. He might give it 1 year. Just say, hey, I'm here for 1 year. Let's give it all we got. Let's go all in for this 1 year, you know, with a certain team. But
so, that being said, Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, they're open.
Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Darren Waller.
Yeah, Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's just like Brady. Brady left Patriots, and he was like, that team just needs a quarterback. They got everything else. I'm going, yeah. You know. And might have overstayed his welcome. I would have done, if I was him, I would have done what Peyton Manning did. As soon as you win that last one,
out.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at what cost? What cost did it cost him? His whole family, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know all the things behind the scenes, but it seems like since he went back, that's what kind of was the downfall.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I did see where someone said Tom Brady's playing chess, not checkers, because he was able to get rid of his wife, and now he can golf anytime he wants now. Like, I shouldn't be laughing at that. I shouldn't be laughing at it, but it's pretty funny. I was like, it just shows him golfing. It's like, now he gets to golf anytime he wants. Now he didn't have his wife with him. I was like, ugh.
Savagery.
Yeah, the internet will always win. It will always win. But where do you think he's going to go? Raiders, you think?
You know, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. I'm just saying, because him and Devontae, as close as they are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where he came from, wasn't it? It was with Packers, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You just go to a new stadium, just go to Las Vegas. I mean, I could see him some black and gray.
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah. I wouldn't see him going to the Jets.
No.
The Jets are probably going to have Mike White. I think he's going to do really good. I think he's going to come back and do really good. San Francisco's ordeal, man. I think Jimmy G's out for how good he did. But
you saw what Shanahan said, didn't you?
Uh-uh.
They said, is there any scenario in which you see Jimmy Garoppolo back next year? He goes, more than likely, no.
Okay, yeah. But I do think Jimmy G played good enough to keep him in the league. I think he could go be a good starter for somebody or backup for somebody, and he'd still be in the league.
I think getting benched was the best thing for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was going to be the same way for Zach, too, but it showed that it was just like, no, I don't think he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if for some reason Mike White goes down and he comes in and pulls a reverse Mike White, you know, reverse Uno card, and does that, but they gave him a shot after that, or they went to Flacco over him, you know, after that. So that kind of
Flacco started the year, didn't he? And then it was Zach Wilson.
Yeah, and then they went to Mike White. I thought they went to a four string, like a something with a Z, Zerato, something like that.
No, that was New England.
Was that New England? Okay, sorry.
Zappy,
yeah, he did good too. Like it's like, yeah, man, it was like the year of the backup quarterbacks, mm-hmm. man. It was nuts seeing, but how many quarterbacks went down, and then they got all these new rules. But how many quarterbacks went down still? Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy. It's like it's football. You're not gonna, you can't put a, unless you put flags on them, you know, and have them do flag football back there just for the quarterback. It's not gonna work. Like you're it's contact. People are bigger. People are faster. They're gonna hit harder.
You can't even land on a quarterback when he has the ball.
Yeah.
The yeah. Two.
Well, the one that bugged me the most I was watching was Tampa Bay Falcons game.
Yes.
Falcons sacked Brady, and literally he just rolled with him. Didn't like flinging. It wasn't vicious or malicious or anything. He just rolled with him because his gravity was pulling him down, and they called a personal foul, and that ended the. That would have been fourth down, and Falcons would have had the ball with 1:30 after they just scored 21 straight points or something like that. Mm-hmm. And would have got the ball back with all the momentum, but then Tampa Bay gets the first down and runs out the clock. Yep. I was like, that's the worst call ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just stuff like that. That's what bugs me. I think that's where it brings us back to the flopping and the it's hard to watch when you got something like that going on. You can't – what's the point of being a defensive player? You know, like, was it Bosa lost his cool?
Yes, for Chargers.
With the Chargers, yeah. Because everything he tried to do, he get held, and then the time he tries to do something illegal to get through, he gets called. And he's like, "What? Well, I can't, you know, I can't do this. I can't win."
Well, how many times did you see a defensive player have a clear shot at a quarterback, but they let up because they didn't want to have a penalty thrown on them?
Yeah.
And the quarterback ends up with 5 or 10 more
Yeah,
yards.
There's a couple like that to where they didn't want to sling them down, and then they rolled out of it and threw it downfield. And I was like, that's
– I mean, you know, they're going to do that. As soon as a defensive player has them in the grass, you got to blow the whistle.
Yeah. Or say, since he didn't, or since he had him, you know, and let go, he should be down. I mean, they blow it more often earlier with people to where they don't. But if the pile's moving, they usually let it go. But with QBs, it should be, as soon as you wrap him up, if you want to play that game to where it's so soft that that they can't get touched or anything, you shouldn't be able to let them run after they get touched, like pretty much wrapped up or anything. So I think that would help with the all those cheap penalties pretty much on defense, because like I wouldn't want to be a defender anymore. No. You got to hit certain ways. You got to, you know, shoot with the DeMar Hamlin thing. He didn't get hit in any malicious way or anything. Just got hit in the right spot at the right time, and it just restarted his heart and just reset. So, I mean, it's a physical game. It's going to happen. So, I mean, you can't.
Well, defensive players can't even try to break up a pass anymore.
Yeah.
If they let them hit the ground, make a offensive move, and then, okay, we can hit them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, it's one of those where I think offensive linemen and DBs have the worst jobs in the world because they don't get any praise, and all every bad play comes down on them. So that's tough. That's tough. We're going to go into, speaking of football, we're talking Super Bowl. Prediction: Super Bowl's tomorrow. Chiefs and Eagles. Who you got?
The Battle of the Kels Brothers, the Kels Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're wearing green and I'm wearing red, so I mean,
easy, Bobby. Don't put that evil in me.
Fly Eagles, fly, baby. What you got? What you thinking?
Oh man, I don't know. There's been a little bit of an illness floating around that Chiefs locker room. This
Has
week.
There?
Yeah.
That's the worst time to get it.
Yeah, I imagine I probably have them hooked up on IVs and flushes and everything.
Oh, yeah. They probably got all the best doctors in there.
But nothing in me can even cheer for the Eagles. Red Kingdom, we're going with the Chiefs.
What score you got?
What score do I got? Well, of course I want to say like 45 to nothing. But, you know, I think it'll... Man... 31-24.
31-24. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. 31-24. I was going to go Chiefs also. I just feel like, yeah, Eagles have scored. They scored 30-something points against 49ers.
Who didn't have a quarterback.
That didn't have their quarterback. I know. That's where they, like, they stomped the 49ers. I was like, they were on their fifth string. They had to bring a hurt quarterback because they didn't have any more. They're about to throw their running back in as quarterback.
They had to bring a quarterback back in the game that had a torn UCL.
Yeah.
They're having Tommy John.
Yeah.
They had the easiest schedule in the league, so by far the healthiest team.
Yeah. I for some reason, I just feel like there's just too many weapons with Kansas City. I just feel like there's too many weapons. With Eagles, it's if you can contain Hurts and then take away their deep threat with A.J. Brown and what's the Bama's boy name?
Smith?
Smith, yeah. Take the deep threat away. I don't know if they have anything else. I mean,
that and what Dallas Goedert?
Dallas Goedert, yeah, he's been doing good for lately. I like I said, I just feel like there's too many weapons. Kansas City, yeah. Mahomes' ankle's feeling better. I mean, he proved that against the Bengals. I think his ankle's probably better than it was against the Bengals.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Chiefs, but I'm going to go 27-17.
Okay.
So. Okay. I feel like I blew up the score. Chiefs.
Write that down too.
I got it wrote down. Okay. I got it wrote down. I know we weren't close with the semifinals, but nobody has to know about that. But so if you're betting man or woman, go right now and place bets on the other end, because we haven't been too hot on that one lately.
No.
I think I had Bengals Eagles. I had half of it right. You had Bengals 49ers. So we'll see. What's your plans for the Super Bowl? What's your usual? You got a tradition or just a whatever happens happens or what?
Chips, queso, making some of those little sausages, put them in the crock pot.
Yeah. Nice. If you wrap them in bacon and do brown sugar, if you do little sausages with wrapped in bacon with brown sugar over them.
Ooh. You know, I've done that, and I've also made my own little brown sugar, honey barbecue, and Dr. Pepper sauce.
Nice. That sounds good.
It was actually good. Hit at I don't remember, it was like 4th of July or something.
There you go.
I'll never.
For some reason, I've always bought IBC cream sodas or root beers for Super Bowl. I don't know why. I guess I did it my first year out of the house when I was in college. Couldn't drink at the time, so I was like, I'll get some root beers, you know, instead or something like that. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
You know, this little lime and salt is not bad.
Yeah, Dos Equis?
Not bad. Yeah.
Dos Equis. Shout out Dos Equis. We're not sponsored by them, but if you'd like to sponsor us, we'll take it, you know. Shout out Dos Equis.
I won't turn it down. Hey, green. Already got it on.
You already got the green on. I need to go switch to my green shirt.
The X's are red. You got the red on.
Okay, there we go. We're matching. There you go. But yeah, I don't know. I got me some cream sodas in the fridge. I'm going over to my cousin's house down the road. He lives also here in Fort Smith. And his dad has started doing some meat company stuff. So we got some tomahawks. We're going to have, yeah.
Ooh,
nice. Another buddy of his is going to do some deer nachos, some venison nachos.
Yeah.
And then I'm bringing some French fries and chips. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm just going to go after church and just go stuff my face for the rest of the day.
All right, let me ask you this. Frito scoops or Tostitos scoops?
Tostitos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about Fritos. I don't know. I'll tell you my favorite, though, is the On the Border chips.
Ooh, yes.
Those are probably hands down the favorite dipping chips. On the Border dipping chips. Mm-hmm. Can't beat those.
Tell you what I like doing is cooking up some taco meat with those Tostitos scoops. Dumping it in there, get some cheese, and pouring queso on top of it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's all you need. Well, that'll bring us up to our last edition. We want to do something kind of unique, kind of fun. Some people have probably been doing this already, but we were wanting to do a MLB, not MLB, a baseball movie draft, your top five. And I wrote a list of about 20 because I know you're probably going to take my top, every other one that I got on there. Your top five movies, baseball movies, could be cartoon, could be documentaries, could be anything. I think most of mine are just straight movies.
Yeah.
round one. Who do you got with your first pick of the draft?
Who do I have my first pick of the draft? Woo-wee! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man.
First pick, don't squander it.
Yeah, I can't squander it. That's for dang sure. You know, we saw a couple baseball movies last night at the station, so it really got me thinking more. But I'm about to go with an all-time classic. Field of Dreams.
My number one. Yep. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. So I knew it was going to go one or two with one of us. So that'll bring me to my number one draft pick, which is my number two, actually. We're going to go. Let me write yours down. Field of Dreams. Dang it. I knew that one was going quick. We're going to go with my first round pick, Sandlot.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Nice. I feel like that's one I could pick up anywhere in the movie and watch it till the end, no matter if it's 1 minute in or 50 minutes in. I feel like I can watch that anywhere.
All right.
You're number two. What you got?
Ready for this? We're staying with the same actor.
It's Durrell. Okay. All right. I'll take that. Apparently, anything Kevin Costner is going to be good.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to go with For Love of the Game.
Oh, that was my third, yes.
Yeah. So we got Kevin Costner in three of the top four.
That was on the other day at work, too.
Yeah. All right. You're number three. What you got? This is what's going to win you the championship here. Is your last three picks is what's going to win it for you.
I'm going with The Natural.
The Natural. You know what? Something funny. I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through.
Really?
I tried to watch it the other day, and they're like, yeah. Oh, it's going to be $9.99. I'm like one of those just cheapo depots. I'm like, I'm not paying that. But I'm like, I need to sit down and watch that so I can like actually get my list proper, because it might move into one of those better ones. But sorry if I haven't watched it, but I do think it's good from the previews I've seen, or like maybe 5 minutes I've caught of it in one scene. So you got Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, and The Natural. I have Sandlot, For Love of the Game, and I'm gonna go with my third pick, Angels in the Outfield.
Ooh, Danny.
Uh huh.
Glover.
Uh huh.
You know the funny thing? We had a chief that just retired. Danny Glover's doppelganger.
Really?
I always call. I was like, "Hey, Danny Glover."
Yeah. They always say I'm too dang old for this all the time. Is what he just said. That'd been funny. That's awesome. I would have been doing Danny Glover quotes around him all the time. I've been doing it all the time. All right, you're number four. Who you got? How you gonna follow up The Natural?
So let me ask you this. You know, there is a trifecta of movies that are one, two, and three. Do they all fall under the same category, or do you have to choose one?
What do you mean, same category?
Major Leagues, those movies.
I mean, I honestly have only seen the first one.
Yeah.
And you tell me if... I would just say what's the best one. Just say that one, because I probably wouldn't say a part two of anything, for me personally. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Which I will say, Major League, Back to the Minors, the third one. It was corny, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah. We'll say you just got to choose one. We'll just say one, okay. Since they're all separate movies.
I wanted to do that before I wasted a pick on it.
That's fine.
So let's... Oh, man. I've got some good ones in here, man. You know what we're going to do?
Share it.
We're going to go with the old West Texas High School baseball coach. The rookie.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to go Major League, and then that was going to be my next pick. I told you, I knew this was going to happen. That's why I put 20 freaking movies down. So if you're taking The Rookie, I'll take the original Major League.
Okay.
I'll do some Jabu in there.
That came on about 9:30 last night at the station. I was like, man.
Yeah. I thought of The Rookie too, man. I was like, that was going to be my next one, because I thought you were going to Field of Dreams. I was like, oh, I got The Rookie now. All right, with your last pick, how you gonna pull wrap this thing up?
Let's see.
You got Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, The Natural, and The Rookie. Who's your Mr. Irrelevant?
I mean, I can go all the way back to 1919. You know where I'm getting at with that one?
Not too much. No, not on my list.
The Chicago Black Sox.
Okay. What was that movie called?
Eight Men Out. That's a good one. We can go A Summer Love Affair with Summer Catch.
Could. There's a lot of options. How do you want to round out your top picks, though? Is it you want to go different genres, like more of a love baseball story or more of like a comedy baseball story, more of a real life in your face baseball story?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Moneyball.
That was on my list too. That's a good one too. That's kind of different. That's kind of a behind the scenes, you know, like you do get the baseball part of it, but you also get the front office part of it too. And that's what I really like about Moneyball. And I always get mad when Billy Bean doesn't take the offer to Boston. I'm like, every time I'm like, take them, you know, like.
You know how much the offer was?
It was $250 million or something like that. It's like
$12.5 million a year.
Okay. For how many years though? Was it like?
Man, I don't know. But to this day, I think he's like the vice president of operations now with the A's to this day.
Yeah.
So I think he's doing pretty well.
Yeah. I forget they offered him for like so many years. It would have been.
Yeah.
He said it would have made him the highest paid GM.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, every time I get mad, I'm like, you're going to stick with the A's? Speaking of the A's, A's traded everybody off. Yeah. What's he doing now? He traded everybody off. Man. That took a lot of few of mine off. I'm torn between these two. I got like five options here, but I know two of them, and I want to be. Which one do I want? We can do some honorable mentions too, if you want. Just some. So I'm gonna go with the Rookie of the Year.
Ooh, I was looking at that one next. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that one's always good. I was fighting between that one, and I guess my first honorable mention would be Hardball, the Cucumbas.
Hey,
yeah, can't beat that movie. And I'll cry every time G-Baby gets shot. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry. I ruined it for you, but yeah, that one's a good one.
It's worth the watch.
It is worth the watch. You got some Keanu Reeves in there. You got Michael B. Jordan was in there.
Yeah.
He's one of the players in there.
Yeah.
Young Michael B. Jordan. So yeah, you got a lot of. It's a different type of baseball movie, but it's gold. Can't beat it. You got any? I got about three more honorable mentions. If you got a couple more, if you want, what's left on your list?
Man, I had. You want to know how many I had on my list?
I don't want to know.
23.
I had 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 13. I figured we wouldn't get past that. Even if you did pick every one of mine, I'd still have only need about 15.
Since I started it off, I'm going to let you go with honorable mention starting off.
Okay. Like I said, Hardball would probably be my first honorable mention.
All right. Hardball.
My second honorable mention would be Mr. Baseball.
Yep, I had that on the list.
Can't forget about that one. Third one, I think this could have been up there with any top five pick. Bad News Bears.
Which one? Original?
The original. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I haven't even watched the second one. And then my last one I kind of threw in on a whim, Fever Pitch. Comedy one. It's not a lot about baseball, but it's pretty funny.
You know, I went back and forth to put that one on, and I just couldn't do it personally.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a funny one.
I went more for the comedy aspect. I know it's not 100% baseball.
But I love it when she gets smoked by a foul ball.
Yeah.
I tell you, pay attention to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Don't bring a computer to Boston Red Sox game.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some of your honorable mentions.
My first honorable mention, Little Big League.
Yes. Yep.
Then I had Bill Haywood. Bill Haywood? It sounds grown up, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
You know my Billy?
That's a good one. I like that one. That's when he takes over the Twins, right? That's the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Make sure I had that one right.
Summer Catch.
Summer Catch. That's classic.
You know, that summer love story.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do 8 Men Out. I've already talked about it.
Mm-hmm. I cannot say I've watched that one yet.
It's definitely set back in...
Yeah, well, 1919 movie, you gotta...
Yeah. Let's see. 42.
42 is good. I like the story behind 42, yes. But it's a little cringe on the baseball side of watching things.
Yeah. I can never remember which one is like, am I watching Jackie or 42? Or what?
42 had Chadwick, what's his name, Black yeah. Panther that passed away. Yeah.
Maybe misspeak.
Like I said, really good movie. Loved 42, but just watching him like take a lead at first, where he's just like shuffling back and forth. I'm like,
Yep.
You know, because you kind of get some of those baseball movies where someone takes a swing and you're like, that guy's never held a bat in his life. And I know it's not going to be 100% accurate because they got, you know, their actors trying to play a sport, but. I mean, at least get it close.
You know, one day, Jackie, we'll all be wearing your number.
Yeah. And they were.
And they do. I got to do it. Got to do it. John Goodman. The Babe.
The Babe. Yeah. I think I went most recent. I went back to like 90s as far as I went. Didn't go any further. I just found too many good ones. I was like, I already got a list of 15. I don't need to go back any further.
Let's see. The ones we didn't name off, The Scout.
Scout.
Trouble with the Curve. Leaving Their Own. You know, changing pace a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, Major League 2.
A League of Their Own. Cool story about that. I had a teammate at Louisville. His mom was a shortstop for the bad team, the champion or the team that won it. She was a shortstop for them, and I got to meet her, and she was awesome.
Won the championship.
Huh?
The one where her sister won the championship because she got traded or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the other team, the visiting team. Yep. Or the
one. There's a little credit in baseball.
Yeah, that's classic. You got a lot of good quotes out of that one. I'll give you that.
Let's see. Did you say, you said Mr. Baseball. How about Mr. 3000?
Mr. 3000, Bernie Mac, yeah.
And 61.
61. Yep, can't beat that one. I think that one.
Of course, you know, since we're doing movies, I left the Nolan Ryan documentary out of it.
I'm actually watching that. I'm watching it right now. I'm about halfway through it.
Is it
Facing Nolan? Is that the one?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through that, and it's pretty good just hearing him. I've read his book, too, and the book was awesome and loved it.
Nolan's Fastball?
Yeah, and like Throwing Heat or something like that. And they're talking about his speed. They said they clocked him at like 109. But I heard that they clocked him from far back, and the radar only picked up to like close to home plate.
Yeah.
So that was after his balls traveled 60 feet.
And they're like, it's going to equal out to like 111.
Yeah, miles. And they said if you got it right out of the hand, which the radars now do calibrate, that it would have been, like you said, 111. So, I mean... Guys speaking about his fastball, they're like, It's the fastest thing I've ever seen. So, I mean, I kind of go by other batters' opinions and say, who's the hardest thrower? And they say him. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me wrong. 95 plus all starts looking the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine, you know, seeing 109, which is like, did you throw it?
Yeah, I think after 95, it's a different fastball. I mean, after 95, it's just like someone said, it says like throwing bacon in a frying pan. You hear that, like that sizzle, like it's in, on you. And I'm like, yeah.
Spread out and just let the barrel do the work.
Yeah, I'm like, up to 95 is manageable. After that, it's like, what am I looking at? I can't even see it hardly, so.
You know, that's one of those, like, okay, let's see these guys that want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how that works out for you. Yeah.
But what is it, Teacher Man?
Oh, let's not get started. We'll save that for another episode.
His claim to fame, Aaron Judge. I was like, I'm sorry. Watch Judge hit. He goes straight, than not the ball.
Yeah.
Crap in a game.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that one.
We need to have an episode on all these jokers.
We could. Day. We could do a whole episode on him.
And you know what we could do? We could see if I can get a hold of my old agent, Mr. Jeff Fry.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to do that.
Get him started on
Jeff Fry. He'd love to do that.
Yep.
So we had our first round pick. You had Field of Dreams. I had Sandlot. Second round pick, you had Bull Durham. I had For Love of the Game. Third round pick, you had The Natural. I had Angels in the Outfield.
Yep.
Fourth round pick, I had The Rookie. You had Major League. Fifth round pick, I had you had Moneyball, and I had Rookie of the Year. Sounds like a pretty good little draft there.
Heck yeah.
Sounds like a good little draft.
You know, honestly, I don't know if you can put a winner on one of those.
I think we just have to let it play out.
Yep.
We'd have to let people email us. Email us, yeah. We got a new email. So if you're listening and want to email us your result, do you think Shelby won with Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, The Natural, The Rookie, and Moneyball? Or did Matt win with Sandlot, For the Love of the Game, Angels in the Outfield, Major League, Rookie of the Year? And we just got a new email. It's highheatpodcast, all one word, at yahoo.com. If you want to email us your thoughts, regards, anything, any topics you want us to try to talk about, comments, complaints, anything. If you want, we're here for the drama, so if you want to just send anything in, send it, man. We're going to start trying to roll. I'm going to try to keep up with the email and respond back to you and give you shout-outs on this podcast and everything else. So that is High Heat Podcast, all one word, highheatpodcast at yahoo.com. So shoot us an email. Shoot us an email, and we'll get this thing rolling. Get this thing a little bigger.
It doesn't have to be sport. It can be about fire department stuff as well.
Could be about anything. We're here. We said and controversy, so we're here for it all. We're here for it all. Firefighting, baseball, and controversy. That's what we're here for.
So. If you have a backstory on something, feel free to send that as well, because, you know, it'd be nice to have a little backstory. Then we can do our own little, you know, research and see what's going on.
Heck yeah. I'm game. Well, that, I guess, wraps up another episode of High Heat, man. Good times.
Hey, good stuff.
Good little episode. So,
I think, what is today? B-Shift? So it's a B-Shift banner day?
B-Shift banner. We're doing a lot more B-Shift now that you're off. Yeah. Well, those 2 days make a big difference, man, having those 2 days off instead of just trying to correlate with just one for us. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, after the Super Bowl, we'll try to get another one pretty quick for our peeps. And,
let's do it.
See what we can do and talk about that a little bit and see if maybe if we got any emails out there.
Yeah, shoot your emails in. Shoot your emails in. I'm excited to get that thing rolling and getting your opinions in and getting your responses and how you feel, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like us to do to make the show better. Man, we're here for it. All opinions, man. We won't get butthurt. We're here for it. So send them all in.
Absolutely.
Well, that's another episode of High Heat, man.
Hey, catch you later. Good times like always.
God bless, man. Take care.